Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your daily strategic briefing on the business impact of artificial intelligence. It is December 10th, 2025. Today, we are flipping the script on the most boring word in tech, governance. We are diving into the compliance cost cliff, a new reality where the ability to control your AI is not just a legal shield, but the primary engine of your velocity. We'll look at how AI hallucinations cost businesses $67 billion this year alone, why the EU AI Act is actually a springboard for global dominance, and how giants like JP Morgan and Mayo Clinic are building trust moats to leave their competitors in the dust. But before we dive into today's strategic briefing, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI Unraveled. Zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the decision makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Now let's unravel the compliance cost cliff.
Welcome to the deep dive. For years, the mantra in tech was simple. Move fast and break things. Speed was everything.
It was the only thing that mattered.
But with generative AI, that whole idea, it feels like it's been turned completely on its head. Now, moving too fast might just be the quickest way to, break your entire company.
That's a really critical distinction. We've hit what a lot of analysts are calling the compliance cost cliff.
Okay, what is that exactly?
It's this decisive moment, this threshold, where the risks of just letting AI run wild, the financial, the reputational, the operational risks, they now far outweigh the friction of actually putting controls in place.
So our mission for this deep dive is to completely reframe AI governance. Mm-hmm. We're talking about everything from the huge EU AI Act all the way down to the technical nuts and bolts like RAG.
Right. And we're going to show you that this isn't a cost center. It's not a burden. It's actually the engine for velocity and a core strategic asset.
We're going to argue that the real winners of the next decade will be defined by one thing: their ability to audit, explain, and control their AI.
Exactly. They are building what we're calling a trust moat. It's this indispensable defense that insulates them from all the regulatory chaos and makes them the go-to partner for any serious enterprise or government out there. This is where compliance becomes a real competitive weapon.
All right, let's unpack that strategic shift. Because it wasn't that long ago, maybe a year or two, that the big advantage was just getting your hands on the best foundation models.
It was all about access.
Yeah.
But now, those models, they're rapidly becoming commoditized.
They're utilities.
They are utilities, yeah. The power is standardized. I mean, the barrier to entry to spin up a generic chatbot is practically zero now. So if the model itself is a commodity, where's the real advantage?
So it has to be further up the stack.
It has shifted entirely. It's now in what we call the constitutional layer. This isn't the model. It's the architecture you build around the model. Think of it like an AI's internal legal department.
Or its employee handbook.
Perfect. It ensures every decision is auditable, repeatable, and totally aligned with your business rules and brand. That's the bedrock of the trust moat.
And this is quickly becoming a go-to-market necessity. I saw some fascinating data on B2B buyers. They're vetting something like 3 out of 4 options completely silently.
Before they ever talk to a sales rep. And that silent phase is almost 70% of the buying process. So if your company's name is even vaguely associated with a big AI hallucination or a data breach, you're out.
You're eliminated before you even knew you were in the running.
Gone. Governance first companies, though, they just bypass all that friction. They don't have to fill out those endless security questionnaires because their whole posture already answers the buyer's biggest risk questions from the start.
So governance cuts down friction. That makes sense. But how does that turn into actual dollars, into pricing power?
It's verification as a feature. I mean, look at finance, an AI that provides investment advice. If it can provide clear citations, an audit trail showing exactly why it made a recommendation,
right,
that's a professional tool. You can defend it. But a black box that just says, trust me, that's a liability. The verifiable output commands a premium. It's just that simple.
And this whole advantage gets magnified when we look at the global regulatory mess. The U.S. is doing its thing, you know, with voluntary frameworks like NIST.
Sector by sector.
But the EU, with the AI Act, has just gone all in. Comprehensive, horizontal. Why does that contrast matter so much for a global company?
It creates this a really unique opportunity for what you could call regulatory arbitrage, but not in the way you'd think. It's not about avoiding rules. It's about embracing the strictest ones.
The Brussels effect.
Exactly. The Brussels effect in action. The EU is a massive market. If you want to play there, you have to follow their rules. So smart companies are just adopting a highest common denominator approach.
But you build to the toughest standard, the EU AI Act's high-risk system standard.
Yeah.
And suddenly you're basically pre-approved for other tough markets like California or Japan.
Precisely. You turn the burden of EU regulation into a global springboard. Your marketing is now, we are globally compliant. And for a risk-averse government buyer, that's an incredibly powerful message.
Okay, let's pivot to the hard economics. We need to actually quantify the risk of doing nothing. I saw a number recently about AI errors. It was just terrifying.
You're probably talking about hallucinations. The confident fabrication. It's the most immediate and costly problem. Analysts are estimating that AI hallucinations cost businesses something like $67
billion. Billion.
$67.4 billion. In 2024 alone, this isn't a small bug. It's a massive economic drag.
And now we have actual case law that says companies are liable for these mistakes. That has to be unsettling.
It's more than unsettling. The Air Canada case set a huge precedent. Their chatbot made up a refund policy, just invented it. The court said, too bad. The airline had to honor the AI's promise.
The AI speaks for the brand. Period.
The AI is the brand in the eyes of the law, and that takes you right to the hard cliff, the EU AI Act penalties. They are designed to be punitive.
How bad are we talking?
For prohibited AI, the max fine is 35 million euros or 7% of global turnover, whichever is higher.
7%. That's way higher than GDPR.
It is. GDPR is 4%. The regulators are sending a clear signal. They see systemic AI risk as an even bigger threat than data privacy violations.
7% could be an existential threat for some companies. But there's also a shadow cost you mentioned, something that might be even worse than the fine.
Algorithmic disgorgement. It's being enforced by agencies like the FTC. And it's brutal. They force you to delete not just the data you illegally trained your model on, but the algorithm itself. The model you spent years and millions of dollars building, it's gone. Your R&D investment is wiped out.
So failure is incredibly expensive. Let's flip this. What's the positive case? What's the actual ROI on doing this right?
The data is really clear on this. Companies with a mature, responsible AI framework, they earn twice as much profit from their AI initiatives.
Twice as much? Why? What's the mechanism there?
It's about speed and efficiency. Good governance is a pre-check, not a roadblock. When your engineers know the guardrails are solid, they can move much faster. They spend less time in legal review for every single deployment.
It gives them confidence to scale.
Exactly. And those organizations are also 28% less likely to report project failures. Fewer pilots go nowhere. You get working products to market faster. That's a direct line to higher profit.
So it's not stifling innovation. It's creating defined boundaries so people can innovate boldly inside them.
Right, which is why 55% of leaders actually cite enhanced innovation as a direct benefit. It's not a paradox. Boundaries enable creativity.
Let's get specific. Financial services is a perfect sector to look at. They're always under the microscope. What's happening at, say, JPMorgan Chase?
JPMC saw the risk early. They put a strategic pause on broad access to public LLMs, which was smart. Then they built their own internal platform, the LLM Suite.
Which is fully governed.
Centrally governed. It handles all the data privacy, risk management, access control, all of it. By solving that governance puzzle once, at the platform level, they can safely roll out tools across the entire company, like their Connect Coach for talking to clients. Their governance is an enabler of scale.
And others are pushing it even further. I've read that Citigroup is looking at agentic AI.
Yes, autonomous systems. AI that can actually act on its own monitoring risk, making trades. To trust an AI like that, you need absolute assurance.
How do you even govern an AI that's acting on its own?
You need a really sophisticated model of models orchestration layer. The agent itself has to go through the same rigorous validation as a human trader. Its boundaries have to be mathematically proven and auditable. You can only trust the autonomous action because the framework guarantees the boundaries.
And the Insure AXA has a fascinating play. They built their own secure GPT, but they're turning that internal standard outward.
It's a brilliant strategic move. They're leveraging their own high safety standards to become a market auditor. There's serious talk that AXA might start refusing to insure companies that don't meet their AI governance standards.
So your own compliance becomes a weapon to pressure the rest of the market.
Or they risk losing their insurance. It's powerful.
Let's jump to healthcare. The stakes there are literally life and death. Mayo Clinic had this problem they called pilot purgatory.
A huge problem in the industry. Great AI tools get built, but they get stuck in endless testing and never actually reach patient.
And Mayo's solution was a piece of governance middleware.
Yeah, a platform they called Deploy. It centralizes all the critical checks. Is it being used for its intended purpose? Does the algorithm perform correctly? And crucially, does it meet all the regulations like IPA and FDA standards?
So it creates a safe, fast lane for good AI.
A fast lane. And that framework becomes a magnet for innovation. The safest hospital suddenly becomes the most innovative one because it has solved the distribution problem.
And in healthcare, things like bias aren't just an ethical issue, they're a massive liability.
It's a clinical necessity. Bias testing has to be mandated. Imagine a pulse oximeter algorithm that's less accurate on darker skin tones, or a diagnostic tool that misses skin cancer on some demographics. That's not just a flaw, it's a catastrophic malpractice event waiting to happen.
Which means governance is the only path to deployment.
The only path. And it often mandates a human in the loop, which is so crucial in sensitive areas like mental health, to build trust with both doctors and patients.
Okay, so to make this real, governance can't just be a PDF in a folder. It has to be code. Let's talk technical pillars, starting with auditable ARG.
Retrieval augmented generation. ARAG is the key technical fix for hallucinations in any serious setting. It forces the AI to ground its answer in specific, verifiable documents that you provide.
So it has to show its work.
It has to show its work. Yeah. And that's the killer governance feature. ARAG can provide citations for every single claim it makes. A compliance officer can click a link and see the exact paragraph in the source PDF that backs up the AI's advice.
And you mentioned even the chunking strategy matters here.
It's now a critical compliance decision, how you break down those source documents into chunks for the AI to retrieve. If the chunk is too big, the context might not be precise enough to stand up in court.
Next pillar.
No.
The black box recorder. Immutable audit logs. Why immutable?
Because in any legal dispute, the question is always going to be, what did the AI know and when did it know it? The logs have to capture user ID, the query, the timestamp, and they have to be right once, or immutable, using something like object lock storage.
To prove they haven't been tampered with.
To prove, without a doubt, that the record is authentic. That's what makes it legally sound.
And of course, raw logs are useless to the board.
Totally useless. You need dashboards on top of that to visualize what's happening, see the patterns, and manage risk proactively.
Final pillar. Explainable AI, or XAI, and guardrails.
Yeah.
Because we can't have black box decisions for things like hiring or credit scores.
We can't. And that's where tools like SAP and Lime come in. They're libraries that help an AI explain an individual decision. It won't just say loan rejected. It'll say loan rejected because your debt to income ratio was the biggest factor, contributing 40% to the decision.
It provides the legally required reasoning.
Right. And then you have constitutional AI, which is the automated enforcement layer. It checks the user's prompt for anything problematic before it hits the model. And then it checks the model's answer for hallucinations or off-brand content before it gets to the user. It's automated safety rails.
So we've come full circle. We started by questioning move fast and break things, and we're ending with the idea that governance is the key to unlocking super agency.
Which is empowering humans with AI to be superhumanly productive. And that super agency is built 100% on trust. An employee won't rely on an AI agent if they think it could hallucinate and get them fired. Governance provides the certainty needed to truly scale.
And for the companies that are behind, that compliance cost cliff just gets steeper and steeper.
That's the final word on liability, really. The law is shifting liability squarely onto the deployer of the AI, not the company that built the base model, but the company using it. The only real defense is going to be a bulletproof, documented governance history.
So the window to build this advantage is open now. But it feels like it's closing fast as regulations harden and customers just expect this level of trust. The time to build that infrastructure is today.
That wraps up today's special briefing on AI governance. The signal for today is trust. As the marginal cost of content generation hits zero, the value of verification hits infinity. The winners of the next decade won't just be the ones with the smartest models, but the ones with the strongest brakes, because that's what allows you to drive the fastest. Before we go, a reminder for the leaders listening. Stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI unraveled, zero-noise, high-signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now, leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen, strategic intelligence directly to the decision-makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Please subscribe and share. Until next time, keep unraveling the future.